Sirus the Besiris joint sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon ben Pinchas, Ayala and Avram Former, for Shlema Adatsa Racha Baschana Golda, in memory of the Holy Chayal Ephraim and Shmuel, Hashem Yikom Damo. We are at the Yihiratzon, at the end of the Amidah. We take our three steps back. The only way that we can achieve Shalom is to make space for others, including bowing to the left and right, religiously, politically, recognizing that we are don't have a monopoly on truth, but we have to make space for the people around us. We have to wait before we take steps forward. We rate the amount of time it takes to walk 6 feet, 4 amos. And Rav Scheinberg, others say, that is fulfilled in the time it takes to say, the Yiratzon Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Sheibonu Beis HaMikdash, and so on. This is brought down by the Ramasim and Kuf Chav Gimel, that the Minhag after Arsah Shalom, it's not part of the Amidah proper, it's not part of Shmoneh Esrei, it's an addendum to Elokein Etzor, which is an addendum to the Amidah, and therefore it counts as the amount of time that we stay stationary before we take our three steps forward. But why daven for the Beis HaMikdash? Why not invoke another tefillah here? In fact, during the Amidah, we already daven. As Tzemach Dovel Yishalayim, we daven for the Beis HaMikdash. So why are we davening for the Beis HaMikdash here? So the Ramah already tells us, because why do we say tefillah? Why are we davening at all? Ordinarily, historically, we wouldn't each be offering our own tefillah. We wouldn't be saying an Amidah. When was it composed? When was it authored? What does it take the place of? Tfilos keneged korbanos tiknum. At least according to that opinion, but the tfilah corresponds with the korbanos we should have been offering, or that should have been offered on our behalf. So it actually is an incredibly fitting conclusion to the Amidah. We recite and present this Amidah before the Ribono Shel Olam. We take three steps back and withdraw, conclude, and then we say to ourselves, in reflection, Yiratzon, Halavai, Halavai, we have a Beis HaMikdash, Halavai, that we could, instead of rely only on Tefillah, Halavai, that we were offering the Karbanos that were meant to offer. The Magen Avram, we alluded to, we didn't spell out. One of the sources of taking three steps back at the end of the Amidah is Nebuchadnezzar. Based on the Navi, it tells us that there were three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took towards the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Our three steps back correspond with the three steps, sort of undoing or negating the three steps Nebuchadnezzar took towards its destruction. So therefore, if our three steps back are trying to offset or negate the three steps historically he took towards its destruction, it makes sense then that the tefillah that would accompany or that would follow those three steps is a tefillah specifically about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. The language of this Yehi Ratzon appears, it should be familiar. Anyone recognize where it's from? Correct. A Mishnah in Avos. Perakei Mishnah, towards the end. Yehi Ratzon v'nech Hashem v'kenu v'kenu v'senu sh'yibonu b'yis ha-mikdash m'ri rabinu v'sein chokeinu v'sorasecha. So now we understand, Yehi Ratzon Hashem may be your will, a building of the Beis HaMikdash, speedily in our day. And then all of a sudden we switch, we pivot themes. We go from longing and asking for the building Beis HaMikdash, and also, while we're at it, Sencha Keinu B'Sora Secha, give us our portion in your Torah. What does Sencha Keinu B'Sora Secha have to do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Help us learn, help us access, help us find our portion in your Torah. What does that have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash? What is the connection between the two? So the Gra says something strong. The Gra in his commentary in Shir Shirim points to the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the second parak of Eicha, rather, the Pasuk in Eicha, his comment is in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk in Eicha, the second parak says, Malka v'sareha bagayim ein Torah. Malka v'sareha bagayim, our king, our officers, were conquered, were dispersed by the non-Jews, ein Torah. With the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash also came a challenge to Torah. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. In the ideal state, in the ideal world, Am Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, that triumvirate and combination, the synergy of the three, is our ideal state. When we're in a state of Churban, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then Torah also. Chalila, it's not silenced. Chalila, Torah is not destroyed, but Torah is impacted. And so much so that the Eicha, Megillas Eicha tells us, Malka b'sara b'goyim ein Torah. So therefore, the continuation of the theme of Sheibana Beis HaMikdash, Ribono Shel Olam, let us rebuild our Beis HaMikdash. Enough with this simple Amidah on my own behalf. I long to return to a time when the Korbanos will be offered. And the extension of the theme of longing for the return of the Karbanos is therefore b'simcha keinu b'sora secha. The Ran in his drasha says similarly, the Ran says b'zman shebeis hamidash kayim haya ha-ma'on ahu mekudash makom muchan l'chul shefa nebuah v'achachma. Kimitzion teitzei Torah, through the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin sat in the Beis HaMikdash, Torah was taught and ruled upon and adjudicated in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash wasn't only a place of ritual, it was a place of wisdom. And with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is also a challenge to the dissemination of the wisdom of Torah of Klal Yisrael. So much so that we long for it, writes the Drasha Saran, writes the Ran, that the Yiratzon Isha Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and also restore Senchokeinu B'sorasecha. What I'll leave for next time is, so let's just daven for Torah, the proliferation of Torah, the return of Torah. What does it mean, chalkeinu, our portion? What does it mean that we each have a portion? How do you find your portion? What is our portion in Torah? We'll pick up with Amir Tashem next time.